distinction to the role. Different players, different strokes. But let me tell you.
We're back somewhere. Where are we? I was just laughing at
on the road again.
We were laughing. I was at Rufus's party a couple of nights ago, his Christmas party, and there was a stand-up there to greet you on the second floor. And it's Rufus in a tuxedo, and wearing a Christmas cap.
Would you like
this time of year? I don't think you wear a hat the rest of the time of year. In one hand, there's a cheer wine, and the other is a biscuit. So I don't know how they manage that, but it's a nice stand-up. And Melissa took my photo with it as I entered the building. It's kind of a tradition. Have your picture taken with Rufus. And you suggested that I sit in the chair of the great one in your office, the hallowed chair, and have my picture taken with you standing. I'm going to have that frame.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's a really good picture. It's a really good picture.
Well, we've had governors sit there and other nice people like you.
Well, I don't know. Skippy's not always nice.
Yeah, we've named him Skippy.
He skips directions. Is he Sparky? He's not always nice.
Well, he's always been nice to me.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of you. And Rufus. And Miss Amanda.
I'm not
Wilkins
so
Bratcher. You're a taskmaster is what you are. I'd hate to take a course from you because you make us work. So
we
hard.
Came in, you know.
We wouldn't be able to pass the test, Rufus.
I know.
Maybe you would, but I wouldn't.
If you went to my classes, you would.
I know. I'm just kidding, of course. You really learn a lot from extension agents when you take the Master Gardener course, but I am sure that you learn from when you have Amanda's.
Well, Mike and I know enough, just enough to be dangerous, but
just like driving and rerouting.
Okay, Skippy.
I'm going to brag a moment about my master.
Hi,
gardeners,
Judy.
I'm going to always brag about my master gardeners.
Judy, have you been?
Oh my gosh, it's my Judy.
Judy has been.
I'm so sorry. You're still a beautiful lady.
She is.
No matter what.
Judy, somebody is bringing us food again here. Judy is, this is elegant, very elegant food.
Oh, my goodness, that's beautiful.
Oh, good gracious. Oh, my Lord. This is unbelievable.
It's got a picture of your grandfather, your maternal grandfather, right on the front of it. There, turn it around. There he is.
Now, we're not going to give this one away, Amanda.
No.
We're not going to give this one away.
Well,
Judy, that it was intended for Rufus anyway, the great one that he is.
I just want to tell everyone out in the Triangle area what a wonderful time we're having out here at the Farmer's Market.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you want to feel like Christmas, you come out here and you will feel like Christmas.
Yes, ma'am.
And go by and see Judy, who is the best cook next to my mama.
Oh, goodness.
And she has a wonderful family. I knew her mother. I knew her daddy. Her sister worked with me. Just a great family. White Lake, North Carolina. I had a party down there, and I remember it just like it was yesterday, and it was 45 years ago.
It was just.
Well, I'm glad everybody remembered it.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to tell all of y'all that if you haven't gotten those special Christmas gifts, now's the time when you come out to the farmer's market. We'll fix you up.
Judy can fix you up like you've never seen before.
Judy. So, Judy, what are some of the things that you're offering this morning,
day? First of all, I'm Judy Montague, and we own Home Place Farms, and we've been out here for 17 years.
Yeah.
And I do baked goods, and my husband does the canning, so we have homegrown vegetables canned.
Oh.
And we also have baked goods, pickles, jams, and homemade Brunswick stew. We have lots of
great. Try that. Believe it or not, I often said there's nobody better at Brunswick stew than the Barbecue Lodge on 70, but yet it is your husband.
Right.
right. He is so good. And listen, we've been making it for 45 years.
Does he use squirrel meat in that?
No.
Okay.
Well, the recipe, the original recipe calls
for
that.
Yeah.
But we don't use any roadkill.
Okay. Wow. I wasn't.
I knew you were going to say that.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes.
Judy has helped many a potential Miss America pageant contestant.
I worked with the Miss America pageant for 40 years, and I have been fortunate enough to have known many of them, and they have gone on to become wonderful citizens for America.
Did you work with the Miss North Carolina pageant?
I did. I wrote a history of the pageant, a book about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Judy, do you remember the time I was there when the former Miss North Carolina was on stage?
She's everywhere.
And threw her crown on the floor.
Oh, yes, I remember. I was her business manager, and that was not something I managed to wear.
Was that a temper tantrum?
Well, let's just say they just had disagreements.
Right. Well, she was a lovely lady anyway, her dear husband.
Yeah, they are lovely people, and, you know, things happen in your life that maybe are not always the best, and you make the best of it.
Well, when I was older than a toddler, I was probably about 6 or 7, I met Betty Lane Evans.
Yes.
Who was Miss North Carolina from Spring Hope. I grew up in Nashville. And she was at a friend's house, and she was wearing her nightgown and crown, and not nightgown, but evening gown, and crown and everything. And I felt like I'd just met Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
She was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was Mike Quilis from our sister station and I were grand marshals of the Pumpkin Festival in Spring Hope several years ago, and I recognized her, and she was on the side on the street, and I waved at her, almost jumped off the car to talk to her.
Yeah,
what a beautiful lady!
They all have been very successful and have done a lot.
Of course, they have
for the state of North Carolina.
Yes,
I'm not going to ask you who your favorite was because I'm sure you're going to say almost all of them.
They were. And I knew all of them. And my mother was very involved with them. So it was something my mother and I did together. So it was very special.
Do you do any gardening? You don't have much time to do anything but cook, I guess. But
well, we used to have a huge garden, but now, you know, I'm 79 now, and my husband is 80.
Oh, that's nothing.
A beautiful 79.
Oh, come on.
And my husband's 88, so we do the best that we can. And it's
boy, he married a young'un, didn't he? How about that?
Yeah. Well, all right. Everyone, please have a merry, merry, merry Christmas, and come out and see us at the Farmer's Market.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
great.
You.
Thank you so much.
Judy. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Miss Judy.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, Miss Judy. Let her get back.
We haven't seen Monica yet.
Let her get back to boxing practice.
Oh, goodness.
Keep your left up. Oh, good gracious. Oh, Judy, thank you so much.
What a sweetheart. Merry Christmas.
You want to leave it? Leave it right here. I'll guard it.
Yeah. Yeah, Rufus has enough law enforcement experience that he's a good guard. So 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. We haven't gotten in a lot of gardening this morning, but we've talked a lot about the Christmas tree farmers and their plight and how much help they need from you. And, you know, they're some areas are selling more than others. We'd like for the state farmers market to top them all. But the most important thing is to buy a fresh North Carolina grown Christmas tree. And I think you'll enjoy it much, much better than some you buy at the store, artificial. Just my opinion, but that's what I've always had, except for when I was a little kid. And if you remember in the early 60s, those darn aluminum, you know, the sparkly aluminum colored Christmas trees that had... You'd put this wobbling light,
oh, Lord.
Be red, green, yeah. It would change color. That was popular for a while. We had that probably for 1 year. But, you know, Christmas trees back then, we didn't really have the Fraser firs until, that wasn't a big industry until the 50s, I think, in North Carolina. We were able to grow them, obviously, but it didn't become a big industry. And when I grew up in Rocky Mountain, you couldn't, there weren't Christmas tree places to buy Christmas trees, fresh Christmas trees.
Huh.
So my wife, when she was growing up, she had she grew up on a big dairy farm, and her father would cut down cedar trees. That would be their Christmas tree. But we might be able to find one in Rocky Mountain, but it was never a Fraser fir.
Huh.
So a couple of years we had that darn aluminum tree. I don't know how to describe it. But
yeah,
it was real shiny. It was real shiny. It was real 60s,
yeah.
Early 60s.
Yikes.
I don't know. Yikes is right. But at any rate.
So in North Carolina, I don't know how, we've got two different Christmas Tree Growers Association. There's the North Carolina Christmas Tree Growers Association and the Eastern North Carolina Christmas Tree Growers Association. And the North Carolina one really focuses on Fraser fir and some other species. And they get a lot of support from NC State. There are Christmas tree specialists at NC State who work with our Christmas tree growers to help with fighting disease and breeding new strains of trees. But the Eastern North Carolina growers focus on other species, so like Leland cypresses and Thuja green giants and Mummy firs. White pine's really popular, and Carolina sapphire. Arizona cypress.
So Arizona cypress is kind of silvery blue. That's kind of a nice touch. If you want something different, that's a good way to go.
Yeah, so that if they've got, you know, different shearing schedules to kind of give it that really strong conical look that everybody kind of comes to expect from a Fraser fir. Some of the other species have to be a little more sheared, but they're still beautiful and can support ornaments and
well, I just, I don't know, buy a fresh Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy. This year we're especially trying to, because of Helene, I really want to help the farmers up there. I'm always willing to help a farmer. I wouldn't be a very good farmer. I think I'm too lazy to be a farmer. They work so hard. But,
do what you can where you can.
Yeah, my heart's in the right place.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, you're a gentleman farmer.
A gentleman farmer.
vote with your dollar. That's right.
That would be good.
As let somebody else do it.
Yeah. I'd like to try a little bit. I mean, I get out in the yard and do things. I mean, I do a gardening show and everything. So,
is that what you call this?
Been this morning very much, but that's my fault as usual. It's always my fault, no matter what happens. It's always my fault. So, just keep that in mind. Y'all don't have to worry about anything. Rufus, are you wearing anything from Ashworth's clothing this morning?
I'm wearing khaki pants
from Ashworth.
Absolutely,
of course.
And some crazy socks that I got there that Steve gave me one time.
I didn't realize they have crazy socks there. You know, that's...
They definitely have crazy socks.
I see, I have some pink ones that I wear every once in a while that have something, I don't know what kind of design. They look good with, the pink ones look good with a seersucker suit, like a blue seersucker suit.
Well, you wear a seersucker suit well, and I'm sure that Steve could produce a seersucker suit if somebody wanted one for the hot, sweltery months in Raleigh and environs here.
I have a good friend at church who has a pink seersucker suit, and that looks really good on him. You have a green one, don't you?
I have a chartreuse green one that will shock you.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of have to back up.
Yeah, you got to back up. Put the brake lights on. Don't put on the emergency brake, Sparky.
But you could probably find, there are several colors, so traditional blue, of course, seersucker. Here we're talking about seersucker in winter. But you could find a beautiful wool, or as Andy Griffith would say, tropical Worcester suit.
Oh, Lord.
at Ashworth Clothing, but it would be elegant. It would be something classic. Most of the time, most of their products are very classic, things that you can wear year after year, things that will last you, some of them for a lifetime, if you care for them. Good gracious, I mean, some of the beautiful suits and sport coats and, you know, camel hair coats men are wearing this time of year in a navy blue or camel color. All of that.
I think I told you last time I went in there one time and said, Steve, I want a pair of pants with pleats, stretchy, and cuffs. In 30 minutes, I had it all.
And they do that, too. So go visit Ashworth Clothing in Fuquay Varina, downtown Fuquay Varina. They're on Main Street, and they will delight you because they are such nice people there, and they've been in the business since the 30s, you know, the same family. And I just think you'll enjoy it so much, no matter whether you buy the Allen Edmonds shoes or the Hart Shafter and Mark Slaughter, the Gitman Brothers shirts, and beautiful ties. So many ties, you can't talk about them all. At Ashworth Clothing in Fuquay Varina. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh with food up to our ears. We'll be back. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. I better turn the microphone on here. We're in the market shop. It's just really filling up. It's nice. Doesn't it just smell so good in here?
It does.
I mean, it smells like Christmas year round in here, mainly because of the cinnamon bread.
Uh huh.
We have some in front of us. I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm not going to touch it.
The Market Bakery has given out some.
What were the reactions that you got?
Overwhelmingly positive and happy. Oh my goodness! I get to share this with my family because it looks amazing and it smells amazing. Yeah, the Market Bakery.
Market Bakery down the way here,
and beautiful cinnamon buns.
Now I don't usually get the. When I buy it, I usually get the loaf of cinnamon bread, fresh. It doesn't have the icing on it, but it's all of it is sourdough. It's all made from a sourdough recipe, which is not as bad for you as carbohydrate wise as white bread that Rufus likes so much, but sourdough bread
and his cheeseburger.
Yeah, the kind that disintegrates with a tomato sandwich.
Oh.
Well, they called it light bread when I grew up. That store bought light bread.
I like very much pumpernickel.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you what, I can't imagine a tomato sandwich with pumpernickel. I can't imagine.
I think you'd warm up to it. I think you ought to try it sometime.
Just extra mayonnaise.
We could put plenty of...
As long as it's Dukes.
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty of Dukes on there. And
speaking
some
of southern
bacon.
Things.
Lots of bacon.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of southern things, though, Miss Judy said Iswani. And I was like, man, I miss my Western North Carolina accent.
Iswani?
Iswani. That's my grandma and my grandpa right there.
Dadgummit.
Being in Central North Carolina, I didn't realize how much I miss my Western North Carolina accents until I sat next to Rufus.
Well, a little bit there, a little bit of twang.
When we were eating at the Flat River Cafe yesterday, I said I'd like some yellow mustard on my cheeseburger, please. And I said in Raleigh there are several different kinds of mustard, so you have to be specific.
Well, they had only one kind of yellow.
That's right. That's the only kind we got, man.
Yellow.
But that was a good hamburger, and
yeah.
I was so glad she knew my cousin Connie, who had a great career at Duke University Hospital as a nurse, pediatric nurse.
Where'd she go to school? She go to App State, too?
Went to App State, yes.
Yeah.
And then her brother, my cousin Joe Edmiston,
and four of my brothers
and one sister went to
App. Did she study at Duke for nursing?
Well, no, she already had the training.
Oh, okay. All right, wow. Well, how about that? Rufus, there are Edmonstons all over the place. All over the place.
Well, the ones that do all those crazy things are not my kin folks. It's not me.
They're outliers?
Yeah.
Or did y'all split outlaws. The family or something?
Outlaws.
Okay.
Outlaws.
919-860-9783. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. And 15 seconds. We got 15. Say something, Sparky.
That's 5 points.
I have my sportscast coming up later today. You can hear that, I guess, in Sanford. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Talking a lot of basketball today.
We'll be back.
I don't know what. Oh Lord, I don't know what you guys.
We're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Oh my goodness, the cookie people brought us cookies.
Say, hey,
Jeff, is that all you could say? Is wow?
can we get some?
You gotta help us with this. What is your mother like? Joel, I don't know how to get the stuff to you. That's part of the problem when we're here and can't. I'm sorry, Jeff. What'd you say?
You've heard my weight loss commercials, right?
Yes, I figured you could take your elixir or something, and or use some restraint.
I'm going to have.
How's that going around here with all this stuff?
Well, I've lost 20 pounds as of Wednesday. I've lost 20 pounds.
Good for you! Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Like yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's going to be really at risk now over these next few days. I might gain it all back.
Well,
you will.
I do. I mean, all of this stuff. What are you going to take to your mama? That's what's.
Well, that's. I guess that's up to her. Mom, if you're listening, just tell me what you want here because we have.
Well, she doesn't know. You've got to take some pictures of
all right.
it and send it to her.
All right. Well, I'll do that.
And ask her what she wants. Otherwise, she's not going to get anything
all
except
right.
you come to see her.
Okay. Let's see. What do we have here? We got a pair.
Well, there.
I got both of these cookies here.
They're cookies. They're cookies from the
Cookie people.
Cookie people.
And then we've got the Market Bakery. And then we've got cheeseburgers and hot dogs and pot stickers and.
Yeah, what are you going to do with those,
sandwiches?
Rufus?
Well, I'm going to try to get you all to eat some of them.
What?
As we get closer to lunchtime.
Well, you got to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, I mean, you got you a bag full there.
Like Dr. Pepper, 10, 2, and 4.
10, 2, and 4. Just, I mean, are you going to start the day with a Rufus dog? Or
I'm going to start the day with a Rufus dog at 10:05.
10:05.
There
all
you
right.
go.
He's getting right. down to the minute.
Yeah.
By the way, I hope our friend J.C. Knowles will call in.
Yeah, tell us about the articles.
There's something called the North Carolina Mason. I've been a brother Mason for many, many years. Senator Urban invited me to join when I was in Washington, D.C., and I've been a Mason here for over 50 years, and they did a little article on me. I don't know why, but then in the same thing called the North Carolina Mason, they have one on our dear friend, J.C. Knowles.
What are the odds of that happening?
I didn't know it until I was flipping through, and I said, my gosh, to appear in the journal with J.C. Knowles, and it's a wonderful interview with him about growing up at the Oxford Orphanage.
He loved
so
that.
I hope
he loved that
in.
Place, and he always will. So the photo of you in there, very young Rufus Edmonston, is that from when you were Attorney General?
How about 1974?
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you're supposed to say, Amanda, you were supposed to say, you haven't changed that much. But I didn't hear you say that.
You just have a little more gray hair.
I kept it on the inside.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that was out of my presence, yes. I'm sure.
But
that,
you do look very dashingly handsome, even still today.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. Absolutely. What a nice thing to say.
With all those law books in the back?
Yeah.
Very dapper.
That's nice. That's a really good picture, so. All right, so if you're a Mason, be sure and look at your copy of the magazine, The Mason, the North Carolina Mason, and you'll see two really good articles in there, I'm sure, and a lot of photos.
Oh, yes.
It's a great organization. All right. We the last time we talked about gardening was we were talking about camellias at Pinehurst number 2 around the clubhouse.
Yes.
Rufus, you have many camellias still blooming.
Well, let me talk to you about the place that, to my mind, that has the best bunch of camellias of any place in North Carolina is the community college in Pinehurst.
Yep, Sandhills Community College.
Sandhills Community College. I go down there all the time just to visit the camellias.
Well, you need to let me know when you're driving down US 1, and I'll tag along with you.
Well, it is just magnificent. They've got such a fine collection. And I've got about 75, and Ann and I used to have a little contest. And I said, well, I've got 80-some. She says, well, I've got almost 200.
Yeah.
So I wonder what's happened to them.
I don't know. I guess they're just getting bigger.
Yep.
I hope they haven't been crowded out. But
they're pretty resilient plants.
Unless
they really
like
are.
The dreaded hysteria.
That's true. I've seen down in Mobile, Alabama, they have some from old abandoned nurseries out in the woods.
Oh, wow.
And they are, you know, 20, 30 feet tall, 20, 30 feet wide, and just pushing through.
Oh, man, nothing any prettier.
Mm-mm, not even at all.
I've got one called Apple Blossom, Mike, that you didn't see it yesterday, but up top, it's sort of a hybrid. It blooms a little at the edge of the Sasanqua heading into Japonica.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. Apple Blossom.
Yep, Hymalis.
Yeah, there are a lot of really pretty white varieties. Now, I'm very partial to the Yuletide.
Oh, yeah, which doesn't bloom now at Yuletide.
Which is, I know it doesn't, but that's on the cover of our Winter Weekend Gardener magazine, and it's gorgeous. I mean, you can't beat that deep red and the yellow center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that would top it off if it was kind of a double bloom there.
Yeah. Well, you can talk to...
that would be nice, but... There might be something like that. There might be a variety out there. There's so many. I wish, because I am very partial to plants that produce flowers that have fragrance. I wish that there were more varieties that had fragrance.
There's one called Cinnamon Girl that blooms in the fall, and it's beautiful. Tony has a really great one. So Cinnamon Girl.
Cinnamon Girl.
Where it does. It smells like sweet
I'll
cinnamon.
I'll get one.
I'm going to look
cinnamon
that
girl.
Up.
Yep.
I need to, I'm going to figure that out. You know, with the cold weather, and you know, it's going to warm up to 70 degrees next week, and then it's going to be cold again and all of that.
That's
so
tough on a battery, I can tell you that.
It's rough on a battery, and if you have a hybrid system, then by golly, you're going to, you know, I don't know what it does to that. They're very expensive battery systems, so you need to go to King's Auto Service. Let's start with a battery. Get your batteries checked. They have hybrid technicians, and Rufus has had a hybrid before.
I loved it.
That was very, very reliable vehicle, They need help. They have to be monitored. And the 12-volt batteries now, I swear they don't last as long as they used to. Probably because we have so many electronics in the cars. Everything is electronic. There aren't a lot of knobs anymore. It's all computerized. And so keep that in mind.
Are you saying bring back the knobs?
I like knobs in cars for certain things, like for the volume control on the radio, for instance. I much prefer that. Although they have them on the steering wheel and all. You know, it's a lot to get used to as you age. But I'm fascinated by electronics. But keep the battery in good shape as you can all of your car. If you go to King's Auto Service, they can keep the engine tuned. It's not a lot of tuning of engines anymore. That's involving a lot of computerization. You need to get the oil changed. I know the boys on the old Weekend Mechanic show used to talk about how important having good brakes, get your oil changed when it's supposed to, and also check the tires very often. But you can have any of that done. They can monitor it. They can be your best friend at King's Auto Service. And, you know, they'll love your car to death. So it'll last much, much longer if you'll just go to King's Auto Service, because they will take care of you and your car. Because, you know, you worry about your car, right? They're in downtown Raleigh, and they've been around since 1946. They're on West Street, 1039 North West Street in downtown Raleigh. King Automotive.net.
Sparky, you know what we can do? We can name him Nobby.
Nobby.
Nobby, yeah. You want to bring back Nobs, so we can nickname you Nobby. We got Sparky, Nobby, and Skippy.
Nobby.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a break. That's my way out of here. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We'll talk to Richard. It's 9:43. All right, we're back at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, by golly. And Miss Monica just appeared. She's been walking around, being manager of the State Farmers Market all over the place. And we had some canned goods brought in. We have a giving tree. We've talked a lot, Monica, about the Christmas trees. And yes, ma'am, I'm on the air right now. Right now, you chewing gum. Let me have it. I'm just kidding. Put it on the other way. Yeah, there we go. All right, Monica's been rolling around literally. Is that a new pickup truck that the commissioner got you?
No, this one we've had a while.
Oh, okay, looks new. You keep it in good shape. I'm sure you keep the whole place in good shape.
We try.
We've talked. Obviously, we have had visitors from some of the vendors here at the State Farmers Market. As always, they're so nice and generous. And Rufus is handing out cookies. Or
well, no, that's what Miss Judy said for Monica.
Judy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll last you through New Year's.
Let me,
I believe it might.
Monica, I'll let you decide what you're going to do with your chewing gum, and I'll talk to Richard. Richard, good morning. How's everything, buddy?
Holding on. That's all about all I
can. I know. Thinking about you. And saying prayers for you.
I got two topics. One about getting lost, and then the post hole diggers.
Oh, okay. Well, we Rufus, you've dealt with post hole diggers.
I got an auger.
That's right. He's got a battery powered auger.
Electric battery powered auger,
yeah.
Richard.
So there's not a lot of. He's a gentleman farmer too.
Oh yeah.
Now
when I teach my boater safety class, the navigation when I start the navigation part, I tell them you're up against bird brain in case you didn't know it, because. The migratory birds don't need GPS or all that, and look at the size of their brain, and look at the size of your brain.
Right, hey, I know.
And so,
but they don't talk while they're driving.
Exactly.
But see, I have a large part of my brain that's set aside for talking, and so that's what we were doing yesterday. I just assumed, and I will no longer ever assume that the GPS is on the ball.
Well, the other thing, GPS can be spoofed. That's what they do in the military.
It was spooked, it was spooked 2 days ago.
I think there was some foreign spy with a drone over top of us, and it was messing up the GPS. How's that? Oh. They got him up. They got a bunch of drones up north. I think there was one flying over us, messing up the GPS.
Yeah, well, if they can track space junk, they know all about it.
Right.
That.
So I'm going to blame it on that, although we did have a good time.
But
it was all worth it.
To an old-fashioned stick map.
The only problem was I cut into Rufus's nap. The man needed a nap because he'd been in Washington all week.
I've been there 4 days, Richard, and he needed a nap.
You poor soul.
By the way, Mike, interrupt Richard, a gentleman here brought something by. What is that, Monica?
This is some hot sauce from Mythical Inferno, and he makes some of the hottest of the hot sauce. So
Michigan Inferno, oh my goodness.
Yes, they're one of our vendors here inside the market shops, and he has...
That sounds like something Linda would like.
Oh, she's a hot sauce gal.
Yeah.
You might could put it on some toast or whatever you might like it on.
Richard, I want to tell you what a moving, beautiful tribute you paid to your wife. And that last email you sent, and I'm sure Mike got one too, about her looking out and seeing the beautiful camellias, mm-hmm. and that was just very touching.
Yeah.
Well, it couldn't have been done without the help of Weekend Gardener and all the great people in the gardening community.
Well, I'm glad somebody gives us credit for some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
And but another interesting. Getting lost story was I was going to a Sporting Clays event over by Holly Springs, and the person I was supposed to be shooting with was a Marine, and he complained about his GPS wasn't right. Now, Marines are supposed to be able to navigate with a paper map and get to where they're supposed to be. In addition to that, he was another professional land surveyor.
Oh, wow.
And talk about an embarrassment. And then on the post hole diggers, I had been familiar with those. We would occasionally use those on survey parties. If you had a federal contract, you had to, they required concrete monuments. And I can't tell you how much fun it is hauling a monument through the woods made out of concrete and having to use the post hole diggers going through roots. And the end product's got to be within a hundredth of a foot.
Well, I'm glad that's not part of my job description.
It's yep. called a crowbar, Richard.
Repeat?
It said bust those rocks up.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a crowbar.
Yeah. Yeah, and we made it through, and then a couple of weeks later, a tractor came by, putting in a sewer line, and tore out the monument.
Oh my God!
Well, that's just great.
Well, so that's about all I had for today. But thank you all for being there for us and making the world a more beautiful place.
Well, we're always glad to see you and always glad to talk to you, Richard. You always offer us a lot, and we appreciate it. God
All
bless
right.
you, man.
Yeah, you're the man, Richard.
Uh-oh.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
Yep. Bye.
Great one.
All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're going to let Miss Monica talk now that she's settled down and relaxed a little bit. You got to get the heart rate down after just going all over the market. We'll be back here at... one of my favorite places, State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and especially in the market shops.